This is the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
Thursday, June 19th. Welcome to the Beaver Bank Bunker.
Canada Post has named the next 10 neighborhoods that have the big old target on their back to lose their door-to-door mail delivery.
We're all eventually going to lose our mail delivery, aren't we not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Canada Post announced back in December that they're phasing out urban door-to-door delivery over the next 5 years.
I think after 5 years, we're not going to have anything to be delivered anyway. Just think of 5 years ago.
Sure.
And how much mail you got and how important mail was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you moved locations, you'd have to get your mail rerouted and changed because it was an intricate part of your life. That has completely changed just in the last 5 years.
Oh, sure. Everything is done online now.
So in 5 years from now, do you think we're going to be getting any mail whatsoever?
I think it's still going to have some sort of significance. I mean, certainly the more that online shopping is increasing, package delivery is going to be a huge thing.
But not Canada Post necessarily. And you have to pick that up anyway. That's never delivered to your house.
No, but
those guys have those slips filled out to put on your doorknob. I swear I have been home and all of a sudden I go out the door and there's this thing on my knob saying, sorry, we missed you.
This thing on your knob.
There's this thing hanging there from my knob.
Go see a doctor about that.
Well,
but I mean, initially the notice comes in your mailbox, in your super mailbox, your community mailbox.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're still going to your community mailbox. You're talking door-to-door delivery, right?
Well, exactly, yes.
Nothing's coming door-to-door anymore. Nothing, you're not going to need it. And then there are courier companies that that deliver most of the stuff. You know, if you order something from Amazon, they don't put it in the mail. You'll have somebody, FedEx or something, delivering it to your house.
Yeah, UPS. The ups man, as Oprah used to call them.
The ups man. We have an ups man living in our neighborhood.
That's true, we do.
I know the ins and outs of
the ups man.
Let's see, do we have any dirt on the ups man? Oh, yeah, I do, actually.
So anyway, a little over 35,600 addresses are going to be impacted on this one. This is the biggest so far here in Halifax, Dartmouth. A wide swath of Coal Harbour, Woodlawn, Forest Hills, Lake Banook, Woodland, Highfield Park, Burnside, Kearney Lake, Fairview, Herring Cove, and Spryfield.
They're going going to have those super mailboxes?
They are all going to be getting super mailboxes.
I get used to it. It's not that. You know what? You just add that little extra stop on your way home from work or whatever. It becomes part of your routine.
It does, but seniors are going to have a rough go of it. It'll be tough on the disabled. I mean, it's not a perfect solution.
You know what I wish they would get rid of?
Mm.
Those damn plastic bags full of flyers that they pitch onto our driveway.
Yeah.
Is that a problem everywhere?
Well, that's not the post office. That's
I don't
the
give
newspaper.
A damn who it is.
Yes.
They throw the newspaper. We don't subscribe to the newspaper. We're still getting those damn flyers thrown at our house.
Mm.
And in the wintertime, they get buried in the snowdrifts. And come the spring, you have these old
bags of compost.
Yeah. Nobody ever reads them. I sure as hell don't.
I agree wholeheartedly. But there are some people who live and die by the flyers. They cannot wait for those flyers to arrive on their doorstep.
I live and die by the Oilers, and I can't wait until the Oilers arrive on my doorstep. I'm waiting, a little Philadelphia joke there. You like that?
It's very nice.
Yeah.
And they're about as useful as a bag of compost.
Well, then you should be able to put something on the front of your house saying you want them or you don't want them.
Well, I know in the city when we're...
No flyers.
Exactly. But we don't really have that option here.
Well, we do. They just don't read it because they go flying by in their truck and they toss them from the street. They don't get close enough to see if they have a sign up or not.
Let's face it. The flyers, that's the last bastion of door-to-door delivery.
Yeah.
So I guess this goes to show that there is a course or a school to learn just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
You have until noon Monday to register for a weekend in July in Blomidon Provincial Park where you can learn how to camp. Yes, they now have courses to teach you how to camp. $60 up to 4 people can camp overnight in Blomidon on July 5th and 6th. And the province will supply tents, meals, and gear. All you have to do is bring your bedding and some personal items. It's Learn to Camp, and it's a great way to introduce families to the adventures of camping. If you want some more information, www.novascotiaparks.ca.
I'm going to surprise you here. I think that's a hell of an idea.
Really?
Yeah, it's Learn to Camp Correctly. It's like driving. Mm. It, you know, you can learn how to drive. Your old man can teach you how to drive. Uncle Harry can teach you how to drive. Or you can take a course and learn how to drive properly. Mm. Defensive driving. Same thing with camping. You can go out there and camp. That's where you get these idiots that are feeding the bears.
Yeah.
That are leaving their garbage lying around. That
don't
aren't
put the campfires out properly.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
And Smokey says only you can prevent forest
fires.
You
right there, sitting in your chair.
So you know what? If they're teaching them how to properly camp so that they're not making all these faux pas that can lead to forest fires and dangerous run-ins with animals, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I suppose that makes sense.
You gonna sign up? Like we're ever gonna go camping?
Been there, sorry. Done that, yeah. Don't need a t-shirt. You
know, the people that continue camping after their kids have grown up, those are the ones that I wonder about.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just an old man, but last time I woke up after sleeping in a sleeping bag on the hard ground,
yeah.
I was walking in the weirdest position. Oh,
now,
man.
You know, that said, I have often said that I would enjoy renting one of those RVs.
That's not camping.
No, but... I mean, it's camping my style.
Yeah. Okay.
What is it? So Canada Dream or Canadian Dream, whatever they're called. And you just, you know, rent them. I mean, nothing too elaborate.
Maybe it's because my family used to go down to Waterton National Park.
Yeah.
Every summer in Alberta, mm-hmm. in the Rockies. And it was terrific. And then these American tourists would come up in their RVs and all of these areas that were designated for tents, they've paved them. It's all concrete because that's where the RVs go. And to me, that's not camping. They're ruining camping for other people.
Well, and I think there should be an area where, you know, the RVs and the motorized homes can be in one spot, and then there's tenting in another, and never the twain shall meet.
Yes, but everybody wants that great view. Mm. Everybody wants that particular place that you go camping. You know, all the people in the tents and all the people in the RVs, they want to open up their windows and look at that beautiful vista outside. So what do you do? Well, the RVs win because there's more money and they're paving all these campsites and now there are RVs everywhere.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but
they
whatever.
They pave paradise and they put up an RV parking lot.
See, for me, the ideal place to pitch your tent was the closest to the crapper. I mean, that was a prime of importance to me. I didn't care about the views. I just wanted to be closest to the bathrooms.
And the neat thing about it is those tent areas right beside the bathrooms, those were always vacant too, right? You always got a spot. Even if you pulled in there late at night, it's like, hey, look, a perfect area right beside the outhouse.
Love it.
Love it. Beautiful.
So an interesting discussion that is taking place right now with veterinarians in the province. They are voting on a motion that could see cat decline actually banned in this province, and it would make Nova Scotia actually the first in North America to do so. The Nova Scotia Veterinary Medical Association are having a meeting. They met last night. Now, I haven't heard the results as of yet.
But I hear the claws were out at that meeting.
You stole my headline.
Oh, did I really?
Yes. But local vet Dr. Hugh Chisholm actually put forward the motion in November, and they decided to strike a committee to sort of study it further. So Dr. Chisholm actually says that the whole practice is barbaric, and he calls it mutilation. Now, I had no idea what was involved with cat decline. I mean, it's not a simple matter of just, you know, snipping the nails off at the quick. They actually have to remove bone. They have to go down to like the cat's equivalent of the last knuckle to get the bone because the claw grows out of the bone.
It's retractable too, so they can stick the claws out and then bring them back
exactly.
in.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's why they have to go down to the bone and makes it incredibly painful for the animal. Not that you would ever know it, because as Dr. Chisholm says, cats are instinctively and by nature incredibly good at hiding pain. Because, I mean, in the wild, if they to show any pain or discomfort, then they become prey automatically, right? So even though, you know, little Fluffy is in the corner and she's purring and curled up in a ball after her surgery, she is really in incredible pain.
Well, you know what? I've actually heard that purring isn't necessarily a sign of satisfaction. If
True.
Purr if they're in distress. They want to be comforted.
Mm.
And you taught me something when it came to cats.
Oh?
Because I always thought you either had claw central or you had them declawed.
Right.
It was one or the other. Really, I'm a dog person. I grew up with dogs. I didn't know. We have a cat here now. And you actually cut her nails.
That's one of the things.
You shorten them down there. And, yep. And so she can't, she still has her claws. They will grow back. And that works out fine.
Yep.
I honestly didn't know that you could do that. I thought it was one or the other.
You either
had the claws or you didn't. Yeah.
Okay.
Takes a special person who loves their cat like you in order to trim the claws. But I'm sure it wouldn't place, well, no, you can't take the damn things out in the car, although shit all over the place.
Sure you can. I mean, that is definitely one of the alternatives. I mean, it's very simple procedure that you can learn. And perhaps if you're a bit squeamish, your cat's a bit squeamish and won't let you trim the nails, groomers can do it.
You know, it'd be a great new business.
What?
Going house to house and trimming claws on cats.
Yeah.
If you were,
has
you know,
some potential, I suppose.
If you were into that.
The other alternative, too, are those little vinyl caps that you can actually glue on the nail. And even though that sounds cruel, oh my God, you're gluing this thing, they just fall off naturally as the claw grows out.
If something, heaven forbid, happened to you and I was stuck with the damn cat, which, my luck, that would be it. I'd have somebody come over and do that.
Yeah, I suppose it could work. But those vinyl caps, they come in fabulous colors.
Yeah, but who's going to put those damn things on?
Same person who trims the nails,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly. Have that as part of your business. Would you like the trim or the vinyl caps?
You could do complete cat manicures.
If we're giving you an idea and you start your own business, then at least tell everybody about our podcast. Will you do that, please?
Yeah.
That's all we're asking. Just
tell them where you start.
Pay it forward.
Anyway, once I find out how the vets voted on this, I will let you know, keep you updated.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite people on the planet is coming home to perform August the 7th at the Spatz Theater in Halifax, and he's doing it for a good cause. Sean Majumder stands up in support of Neptune Theater. It's an evening of laughs. They're trying to raise some money for Neptune. And, of course, we all know Sean from This Hour is 22 Minutes, the Halifax Comedy Fest. Tickets are $45 a piece, and you can get them online at www.neptunetheater.com. But there's also VIP guest tickets as well. And that's going to get you a meet and greet with Sean after the show.
We should get Sean on the podcast.
Oh, God, I would love that. He is such a sweetheart. So earlier this week, we were talking about comings and goings in the retail scene. Another one to tell you about. It looks like the Sackville Sports Stadium is going to be getting a Subway Cafe. Not much known about this at the moment, but it appears it's going to be a Subway sub shop that's a little more upscale than what we see right now. So that'll be kind of interesting.
Capers, Grey Poupon, anchovies.
Not the same as capers? No, I guess not.
No, you know what capers are?
I think you told me.
From Cape Breton.
No, I think you told me once and I forgot.
I had to look this up at Christmas because you had capers on the table.
Well, yeah, because I was serving smoked salmon.
Yeah, smoked salmon with capers.
Yeah.
And somebody said, what are capers? And after the, you know, assortment of Cape Breton jokes, then we went to Google and found it's a flower bud that was, they used to, back in the Roman times, and they pickle it.
Hmm.
They're plants.
Okay.
It's like, the other thing that kind of blew my mind was loofah sponges.
Loofah sponges.
What do you think loofah sponges are for your shower or your bath?
Well, I always thought loofah sponges were just like sea sponge. Like, yeah, they're just a sea sponge.
So did I. They're not.
What are they?
They're a type of plant.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. They grow like underwater?
No.
Or? No? Can you plant seeds to...
I don't know. I looked that up one time because I always thought it was something that you get from the ocean.
Yeah.
A loofah is classified in the cucumber family.
Really?
The fruit must be harvested at a young stage of development to be edible.
Okay.
When the fruit is fully ripened, it is very fibrous. The fully developed fruit is the source of the loofah scrubbing sponge, which is used in bathrooms and kitchens.
Huh.
So it's a cucumber. So the next time you're using that sponge in the bathroom, you know, now you know.
If you're feeling a bit peckish, take a bite.
Yeah. So now you know. And you heard it here first. The Halifax Daily News. Two things. A caper.
And a loofah.
Hey, these loofah sponges don't grow on trees, you know.
Well, as a matter of fact, they do.
And scene.
And finally, for today, the Bat Hotline is back again this year in Nova Scotia.
Na 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 na.
See a bat? Get on the bat phone to the Bat Hotline. And I can rip that off directly from cbc.ca because I wrote that. Natural Resources is going to do their bat count again this year using the Bat Hotline. They're trying to, well, basically track any sightings of white nose syndrome. That's the fatal infection that's coming through on the bat population and is really causing the population to decline. They've lost close to 6 million bats in North America. Bats are fabulous. I mean,
that was the gayest statement ever. Bats are fabulous.
If you see any bats this year, you are asked to contact the Department of Natural Resources. They've got a hotline. The bat hotline is 1-866-727-3447. Or you can just go to their website as well through Natural Resources. It is www.batconservation.ca.
Well, tomorrow we'll let you know what is happening on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll jump into the email bag. We've been promising you that for a couple of weeks. And read your emails to us through jamieandlisa.ca or jamieandlisa@yahoo.ca.
Until then.